Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lola and Matilda with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, students of Where Youth Lives Dreams project are now focusing on protecting the white-throated snapping turtles. Also known as Milby, the endangered turtle species is thought to only live in the Fitzroy Rivers in Queensland and are under threat from nest attacks from predators. The Bundaberg-based non-for-profit organisation helps educate young people about caring for country and culture. Founder and director Brad Crosby focuses on helping Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander youth connect with country, saying, quote, "For us, it's legacy-based, learning that we bring back to our youth."
Content warning, this story contains reference to child abuse. A Commonwealth Bank executive accused of grooming underage girls for sex has been granted bail after being extradited interstate. Christopher James McCain, 50, appeared in Brisbane Arrest Court today to apply for bail after being charged with one count of using the internet to procure children aged under 16. The Sydney-based McCain was extradited to Queensland on Thursday night after being arrested by New South Wales Police.
In national news, Federal Health Minister Mark Butler says more than 10 million illicit vapes have been seized by Australian Border Force in the past year. The crackdown on the importation of banned vapes into Australia comes after the Health Department introduced new laws in July 2024. These laws only allowed the sale of vapes from pharmacies. The Health Department says it's illegal for any other business to sell vaping products, including tobacconists, vape shops and convenience stores. Recent data from the Generation Vape Research Project has shown that vaping rates are no longer increasing among young people.
The final carriage of a derailed train in Melbourne has been removed from the track. However, services are expected to be kept on hold until Monday morning. Five carriages came off the rails as it approached the Clifton Street station to the northeast of Melbourne CBD on Sunday night. No one was injured as the driver brought the train to a safe stop. The incident had caused significant damage to the rails themselves and the overhead equipment and wiring.
In international news, a trial against Elon Musk's car company Tesla has begun in Miami following the death of a university student in April 2019. Lawyers have argued that the Model S sedan's driver assistance feature should have automatically braked at the stop sign while going 110 kilometers an hour. Tesla has denied any responsibility in the accident, solely blaming the driver for distraction while reaching for her phone. Quote, "The evidence clearly shows that this crash has nothing to do with Tesla's autopilot technology, but rather by a distracted driver." End quote. Tesla has confirmed due to their manuals that the cars cannot drive itself and drivers need to be ready to take the wheel at any time.
For your weather today, Brisbane is still sunny. It is currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with the expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.